Chapter 4, The Great Pancake Launch. A glittering arc of syrup shot into the air. Not a lot, just enough. Enough to make the giant acorn shiny. Enough to make Mayor Buttersworth's hat stick briefly to his own head. Enough to cause the goose to become wildly interested in the parade. "Emergency drizzle!" yelled Tony. The goose charged the float. The marching band swerved. Mama pedaled faster to escape the goose. This made the pancake flipper much more ambitious. Fwip, fwip, fwip! Three pancakes launched at once. One landed on the parade plate. One landed on the tuba. And one floated perfectly down onto Grandma Nutwobble's knitting basket, where she looked at it for a long moment and said, "Well, that's new." The crowd was howling with laughter now. Nutty darted around the control panel, flipping switches. The horns blared, the banners flapped. The smiling acorn's hat opened and shut so fast it looked like it was gossiping. Papa grabbed the batter bowl before it could slide away. "We must remain dignified." No one remained dignified. At the top of the hill, the float wobbled. The left banner pole bent. The marching band took the corner too wide. The goose stole an entire decorative pancake and ran into the flower beds like a champion. "Stabilize!" cried Nutty. Mama leaned hard on the pedals. Papa counterbalanced with the batter bowl. Tony shoved from the side. Mrs. Hedgehog shouted instructions from the curb. Grandma reached out with her cane and thumped the loose wheel bracket exactly once. The whole machine gave a polite clunk. Then it straightened. The horns quieted. The syrup stopped. The pancake flipper lowered itself with surprising innocence. The float rolled the final stretch into the town square while confetti leaves drifted around it, and everyone in Nutville cheered so hard the windows rattled. Papa looked around in wonder. Did we save it? Grandma picked a pancake off her knitting basket. "More or less," she said.